Hi, Jacqueline and Mike. Wanted to give you some feedback on your learning theory project. You ended up with 22 out of 25 of the available points because you were missing some things. On the homepage, I like the design of it. It's clean, but it's missing Jacqueline's description. You know, it just says Jacqueline D. Dinder is, and then there's nothing there. So it does look incomplete on that part. So that's a little bit of the author's page missing off. Then you were missing at least five or more links for each individual theory. We were missing that. What else on my notes here? I'm looking. Oh, one of the bigger things that is kind of an easy fix, that something to think about when you're designing in the future, you have some random and stray text. So at the top in your menu, instead of just a home button, you also have a link to a blog, a portfolio, and contact pages. And when the reader goes to those pages, there's no content there. It's obvious that it's just part of the Weebly template that was incomplete. So you definitely want to remove that if it's not beneficial to you, because you don't want your readers to think there's information there. So on some positives, I did like the layout and the design. You know, who does not love a good cat video, especially when it applies to learning theory? So that was awesome. I also, believe it or not, I like the layout of having pretty much everything on one page. You know, you start out with Gagné at the top, and then you go into Vygotsky underneath. I thought it was appropriate. It made sense. The pictures of them definitely added to the site and were appropriate. I also liked that when you talked about the theories and the use of technology, you gave examples using your specific name. So I thought that was a little bit of a personal touch that helped. Along those same lines, in that same area where you talk about the theory and use of technology, there's a button there that says continue reading that doesn't go anywhere. So same type of thing, you'd want to remove that. And even if, I know sometimes with these templates, you can't remove the button, you want to do something to make it lead somewhere. So, you know, it's just not random stray text that the average person would click on. But, you know, overall, I hope you found the project useful and you've got some great information available. Thanks.